found the home of irreverent, entertaining, and cool talk on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. You're listening to the Max.
To the Max.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. That's right, you're listening to the Max. It's 11 o'clock, well, a little bit late, 11:05 here in New York, and it's 8:05 in LA. I'm sorry for getting on there a little bit late. So all my listeners out there, hold tight, I'm right here. So, right off the bat, I gotta say, thank you all for being here. Thank you for listening to the Max. What a great show from Kelly McGrath. Everyone, check her out, myspace.com/Kelly McGrath, cool girl. You can always check my website, maxtucci.com, for all the information that's going to be on tonight's show. Great show tonight. My allergies seem to be a guest appearance tonight. Not too pleased with it, but it is what it is. Speaking of what it is, I'm going to thank Dr. Matt right now, who hooked. We'll wait till he gets on the show to talk about that. But I want to congratulate Monica from cancer101.org. We had an amazing event at the Boathouse. The First Lady, thank you also for being there. Debbie and Lisa from Twins Casting Agency, thank you for introducing me to Cancer 101. We raised quite a bit of money. I became the auctioneer. A fun night was had indeed. Cancer101.org. I also have to wish happy birthday to Elizabeth Yates and to one of my guests that's going to be on tonight, Q. You all know her from America's Next Top Model with Tyra Banks. That's where some of you know me from also. But it was her birthday. So Q's going to be on later in the show. So it's going to be a fun, fun show. And Dr. Matt is going to be on tonight. We got a good show tonight. But right off the bat, I'm going to have anyone who wants to call, call in at 323-203-0815. I have to say hi right off the bat to Derek, to Chelsea, to Carly, and to Morgan, who's going to become the fan club president of To The Max here at LATalkRadio.com. Check out LATalkRadio.com. It's a great place to come to listen to fun shows. Oh, Graf Diamonds. I went to polo match today. Check out GreenwichPolo.com. Had a fun time today. Have to say thank you to Ellie Kelly. She's adorable. One of my really good friends. She runs the polo match there. She also runs, she's a great person. She's got a good hookup with Asprey.com. One of my favorite websites and one of my favorite, actually, brands, I should say. Very luxurious brand. Also, speaking of luxurious brands, GrafDiamonds.com. They were there today. They were one of the sponsors for the event. Saw a 31-carat canary diamond, and it was incredible. So New York Fashion Week is over. Q is going to be here later to tell us about it and what she thinks. Speaking of fashion and luxury brands, Kieselstein Cord. Check them out at Kieselstein-Cord.com. I'm not going to spell it because I'm going to make you go to MaxTucci.com after the show to figure that out. My favorite belt buckles in the world. Thank you, Barry Cord, for designing them because they are one of my favorite things. Hey, if you got an iPhone, check us out at LATalkRadio.com because you can stream To The Max and all these other shows like Kelly's Music Evolution Revolution on your iPhone. It's a cool new little trick that iPhones do, so I want you all to get your iPhones up and going and get them working. I got to tell you, I stayed in the city this week. Fantastic bakery, Fluffy's Cafe and Bakery. They are my favorite place. They're on 855 7th Avenue in New York between 54th and 55th Street. Aferisto Fluffies, my Greek connection over there. Love them. Now, I got to tell you off the bat, we got a phone call. So, hello, caller. You on the air? You're on To The Max.
Hi, it's Chelsea calling. I just wanted to call in and say hi, see how everything's going.
Well, you tell me how everything's going. You hear the show before I do.
It's going pretty good. Just hanging out with Derek in Boca. Just wanted to call in.
I'm glad you called in. Are you having a good night?
Yeah, we are. I just wanted to call in and say that we love your show. And just
thank you.
Think you're fabulous.
Well, and so are you. Thank you for being my listener. And, you know, you can always go to LATalkRadio.com and check out my archive shows. So if you want to hear shows that you've missed, you can catch them out there, Chelsea. But are you having a good night in Florida?
Yeah.
Cool. Well, thank you for calling in. It was very nice of you to call in. I've got to get to my show because I got some cool guests on that I don't want y'all to miss. So on that note, I'm going to say goodnight and thank you so much for listening and take life to the max.
We'll be listening intently.
Cool. Thank you so much. I'm sure you will. Enjoy your McDonald's.
Thank you.
All right. Talk to you later. So that was Chelsea and Derek calling from Boca Raton, Florida, where the sun always shines unless there's a hurricane. Everybody, speaking of hurricanes, our prayers and thoughts go out to everyone in Texas right now who are suffering from Ike, just like Tina suffered. Ike. Ay, ay, ay. Anyway, September 11th, everyone, our thoughts and prayers are out to you. It was a solemn day in New York. And, you know, I don't know if people are, like, moving on or what, but it was kind of like people are. I don't know. When do you put things to pass? To rest. Call me. Let's talk about it. 323-203-0815. I got to tell you all, Facebook.com, as you all know, is a cool little place to be because you can meet friends, you can meet friends' friends, and you can meet fun friends. And speaking of that, my friend Jackie, who's listening right now in Cape Cod, hey Jackie, she has a friend, Tony, and Tony has a friend, Dr. Matt. Now, Dr. Matt, I went to his office. Sam, if you have his number, would you mind getting Dr. Matt right on the line, please? Because I think it'll be fun to talk to him right away. So I got to say hi to my lit agent, by the way, everyone. She's at Abrams Artists. Maura, what's going on? Let's get these books going, babe. All right. Other than that, oh, if you're in New York this week, September 18th, I'm a member of Seafair. Seafair is the most beautiful boat. They have the most beautiful artwork. Check out Seafair. Google them because the event continues from the 18th to the 21st of September. So truly unique experience of art, antiques, jewelry, fashion, and new technology on the fourth largest privately owned mega yacht in the United States. The fourth story, I'm not going to go on and on, but I promise you, Seafair, very cool, cool boat. And it's a fun thing to do if you're in New York. So it starts the 18th. Sam, let's get Dr. Matt on the phone, if you don't mind. And he's going to come on the line. So I'm just taking a little easy tonight. It's a hot, humid day here in New York. Holy shit, can I just tell you how hot it is here in New York? You know what I wanted to tell you all? There's another event. So the other event is, what is it? New Yorkers for Children 9th Annual Fall Gala, which is Tuesday, September 16th, 2008. Everybody, check them out at newyorkersforchildren.org. I can't speak tonight. NewYorkersForChildren.org. And check out their gala that they're going to be having at Cipriani's, 42nd Street, which will be September 16th. It'll be a fun night. So I encourage you all to open up your hearts and your pockets and go support that event. What else do I have to tell you? Let's see. I had dinner tonight with my good friend Nikki Bloom. You all know her as my political advisor. And we had a good dinner. I made some pasta with broccoli and garlic. It was a good dinner, I got to tell you. Oh, speaking of Nikki Bloom, her brother Brant and his girlfriend Nicole are now engaged. So how cool is that? They are engaged, and congratulations to them. And let's see. I'm apparently speaking way too fast, but the reason why I'm speaking too fast is because I have such short time here and so many guests to come on to fill the spot. So let's see. I've got to get right off the bat and get Dr. Matt on the phone. We might have to have him call in. So let me see if Dr. Matt can call in, because for some reason we're having a little technical difficulty right now, but I'm sure it's something that can be handled quickly. So you know what? Call me. If you're out there right now, just give me a call at 323-203-0815, and I want to hear what you have to say. Always check out MaxSuchi.com, by the way, for all more information. Got to plug it everywhere I can. Gregory Peck, great actor. He's got some great movies coming out. Actually, September 14th on AMC, Yellow Sky, and then the 19th is going to be The Bravados. Great, great movies with Gregory Peck. Why am I mentioning him? I have no idea, but y'all got to check it out because he's a great actor. As you know, I'm still reading this Lana Turner book, which has taken me forever to read, but it is a fun book to read. I encourage you to call me here at LA Talk Radio at 323-203-0815 because we can't get Dr. Matt on the line just yet. So I have some free open air time for any listener out there who wants to give me a call and to talk about whatever's on your mind. My allergies are coming up again. It is too much. But, while we're waiting to get Dr. Matt on the line, check out Tony, TonyLeroy.com/blog. And there you're going to learn about my guest that's coming on in just a little bit, Dr. Matt. Let me see. I might have to call Dr. Matt because and have him call in. So on that note, I don't know what to do. Should we have him call in? Should we call him? Should I have you guys call in and talk to me? I don't know. All I know is that it's fun to be here at LA Talk Radio. I usually have so much to talk about, and tonight I kind of don't because I'm like, I'm going to have my guests come on in just a little bit. So that is the story, Morning Glory. How great was this Kelly show, by the way, everyone? She's good for Kelly. She's got her little show right here on LA Talk Radio. Y'all want your show here? I don't know if what's going on, but I'm trying to get the doctor on the line, the doctor in the house. I'm going to actually call him right now. So, and I'm going to have him call in because that way we won't have to have this little issue. So I'm calling him right now. This is an actually unusual experience over here for me, but it's what it is. You know what? You got to go with the flow. So can we call? Hold on one second because we're going to call Dr. Matt right now. All right. I'm going to call him right now. His number might be busy because I just tried to call him from my cell phone, but we're going to call him right here from the station at LA Talk Radio. We are on I'm not there right now, but we have an amazing studio in downtown LA that I can't wait to get there and get into that studio because it's off the hook. So, Sam, can we get Dr. Matt on the line, please? It's like Jeopardy. But all right, we're calling him right now. So you're going to hear the phone ring, and until you hear that phone ring, know you're listening to The Max here at LA Talk Radio. And I believe that we have Dr. Matt on the line. And do we?
We do.
Hey, Dr.
Matt. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm great.
Now, I was telling my guests and my listeners tonight that I met you through Tony through Facebook. So it's like kind of, it's not a 6 degree of separation. It's more of like a 4 degree of separation through my friend Jackie. And then I was telling everyone that how it was that I went to your office, which is in New York. So I would love for you to tell everyone your address. You're on Park Avenue, 71 Park Avenue between
38th and 39th Street, right near Grand Central.
Right near, very convenient, great office. Now, Dr. Matt, before I let everyone know the secret of who you are, I'm going to let them hear from yourself. So why don't you tell everyone exactly what is it that you do?
What I do is I practice applied kinesiology. Basically, chiropractic, the way it was originally intended to be, if you look up the definition in Doylen's Medical Dictionary, it actually says that chiropractic treats the mental, emotional, it takes care of the physical, structural, muscular, as well as the chemical, nutritional, all those bases of the triad of health. Unfortunately, nowadays, most chiropractors just do the musculoskeletal, you know, the adjustment, come back in 3 times a week. What I actually do is the triad of health. I take care of all 3 sides of the triangle. People get better faster.
Now, you were explaining to me in your office, and you actually drew a triangle. So at the base of the triangle was chiropractic, correct?
Well, the base of the triangle is structural as well as musculoskeletal. Basically, anything dealing with an actual adjustment of the bones of the spine, or perhaps, you know, wrist, ankle, any extremity, as well as any type of muscular work, like a massage technique or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. And then to the left of the triangle was?
We have chemical nutritional. Basically, you can be eating something or not eating something that you should be eating, and that can have an effect on your whole body. For example, I had one patient who, she had neck pain for 7 years, and she came in to me, and I had her sniff bleach. Mm-hmm. And when she sniffed bleach, she couldn't hold her arm up. And then I took 4 different antioxidants, and I tested for the exact antioxidants she needed. Mm-hmm. And we found that exact antioxidant, and 4 days later, her neck pain went away, just from that one antioxidant. It does not happen every day like that, but that is a perfect example of chemical nutritional, how it affects the person.
And then we also have emotional.
And then, yes, the third side of the triad, and usually the most often overlooked, is the mental-emotional aspect. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, New York City, I don't know if you saw the recent study that was out, I think it came out on Friday, that New York is number 3 in neuroticism in the nation.
Yeah.
I don't know how it's not number one, but all right, we'll go with number three. But anyone who's stressed, if you look at them, look at a boxer in a fight or flight position. They're hunched over, their head's jutted forward, their shoulders are hunched over. They're in a protect position. When you're stressed out, you do the same thing. If you scare a cat, the cat's spine will flex, their hair will stand on end. Whenever a person is stressed, their musculature, their body is doing the same thing. And after a while, that can result in severe tightness of a muscle, severe stressing of any muscle. And people always say, I carry my stress in my shoulders, I carry my stress in my neck. That's a perfect example. You clear up the mental, emotional, everything else works better.
Now, what are we going to do to clear that up?
Well, I've actually developed an emotional technique. It's part of an overall emotional protocol. Basically, I figured out that there are four layers. Four emotional layers. The first layer is your layer of superficial emotions. And this is something that I've come up with in the last year. First layer of superficial emotions, basically whatever you're feeling right now. You know, you might have gotten into a tiff with one of your parents or a friend or a loved one, let's say, or maybe there's something going on at work on your mind. So that would be a superficial layer. Then you have the layer of wanting. Anything you want, your subconscious perceives a want as a lack. If you look into the Sedona method or a lot of other emotional type techniques, you will have wanting is equal to lacking. If you say, I want something, your subconscious reads it as, I lack something, and that creates a stress. Another layer is a layer of separation. That's a layer of separation from the universe. So often, we make the mistake of thinking that there's a universe and there's a separate me or you. Mm-hmm. In fact, we're all part of the universe. You can't really separate yourself from the universe, and we get into problems when we do. By going through some basic emotional techniques in the office, I can take care of all of those three layers. Now, the fourth layer is interesting. The fourth layer is based on an equation of truth or consciousness is equal to love plus awakening plus compassion. And I originally got that from a quote from Mother Teresa, who said that peace is the fruit of love plus joy plus compassion. Now, according to Eckhart Tolle, he said that spiritual awakening was composed of joy, acceptance, and enthusiasm. So from a bunch of different authors, I kind of came up with that whole equation, and I figure out exactly where the emotional block is.
Absolutely. Now, Eckhart has his book, A New Earth, and that was one of my first books that we talked about on the show. So everyone, we all know about that. Also, you know what? I might have some callers, so you can call in at 323-203-0815. And if you have any questions for Dr. Matt, please feel free to call in. Sam, if we have any callers, you can patch them right into the show live. Now, Dr. Matt, when I was in your office, we came up with that I have sensitivities to, I'm sure a lot of people have these sensitivities, to dust and sugar.
Correct. A lot of people do have sensitivities to dust and sugar. And what's interesting about the sugar aspect is a lot of times I have people who love to drink coffee, and they love to put either sweet and low or equal or sugar or even Splenda on their coffee. And I can actually test to see which is the least of all possible evils.
Right.
For example, I have a relative who is okay with sugar, but with Splenda, that will weaken different organs. I can tell you exactly which organ does not react well with which substance, and if you really must have it, I would rather you abstain, but if you really must have it, we can actually figure out which vitamin, mineral, or supplement you need to protect yourself from that. Because, you know, you go out to a restaurant, it's easy when you cook from home, but when you go out to a restaurant, you can't be asking the waiter, you know, every 2 seconds, what's in this, what's in that, what's in this, what's in that. This way, you know, if you take your vitamins, your certain supplements, you know, it's kind of like that little layer of protection.
And
you know,
for me, it was vitamin D. For me, it was vitamin D, right?
Yes, vitamin D. Well, you had vitamin D for your intestine, and I believe it was a liver detoxer also that we needed as well.
Right. We have a caller on the air. So, caller, you're live on To the Max with Dr. Matt. How are you?
Who's this? Hi, Dr. Matt. It's Derek. How are you?
Hey, Derek. How's it going?
I'm well, thanks. I actually have a question about the Brazilian berry acai. I heard you speaking of antioxidants, and driving down 95 in Florida all the time, I see signs posted on people's cars from Mona V and, like, Zambazon. I wanted to know if I should buy into the hype or not.
You know, I tell patients the best therapy won't work on anyone, while the worst therapy will work on at least one person. When my patients ask me, should I take this, should I take that, I will test them. I will test them specifically for that one substance. As a generality, is acai good for you? Yes, it is. you know, is that the one thing that you need to take and take nothing else? I don't believe so.
And you know what?
Okay.
You can. You know what? I experienced Dr. Mass Techniques in his office in New York City, and I encourage all my listeners to go out. If you want a life-changing experience, and not only in the sense of sounding like a doof, like this is a life-changing experience, but it's really to connect your body, mind, and spirit all together. Really, I mean, it really is kind of like that, because you go through with Dr. Matt like this. It's like almost going to like a nutritionist, a chiropractor, and a psychologist all at the same time. That's how I've been telling people, Dr. Matt, because I'm like, how do I wrap this up and figure out how to tell people what it is? And literally, it's like going to these three. And it's like it was an amazing experience. So I want everyone to experience him. And you're in New York on Park Avenue. So Derek, thank you for calling with your question. It was a great question. I'm sure a lot of people benefited from it. Have a good night, and thank you for calling.
You too, Max.
All right, now everybody.
I'll be in New York quite often. I make sure to stop by.
Fantastic. You should definitely go check out Dr. Matt. Now,
you too.
You too. Now, Dr. Matt, we have your big, you have a lecture tomorrow night, a workshop. Tomorrow night, everyone, listen carefully. It's at the Culture Center, 410 Columbus Avenue, 79th between 80th, tomorrow night at 7:30 to 9:30. So, everyone, check out tomorrow night. We're going to have a fun time, aren't we? I think it's going to be a good time. We have another call, so let's take that other call. Dr. Matt, you still here?
Yep.
You up for another call?
You got it.
All right. Well, fortunately, our lines are ringing. And sorry, everyone, that we can't get all your calls at the same time, but there's a lot of callers. So I think we have a call in the air right now. Caller, are you there? You're live on To The Max.
Hey, Max. It's Cindy calling.
Hi, Cindy.
Hey,
are you listening to
you?
To The Max tonight?
Hi. Hi, Dr. Matt, right?
Hi, yes, Dr. Matt.
Hi, I wish I was in New York. I need your services.
Cindy, where are you calling from?
So great. I'm calling from Boulder, Colorado.
Great. Now, do you have any questions for Dr. Matt?
Well, you know, I was going to ask, actually, it's not specifically to do with your area of expertise, but I thought you might have some insight into getting toxins out of the body through the feet. Is that something you encounter with any of your
patients? Actually, I use there are several different machines, and now they have the pads on the bottom of the feet. Incidentally, before I forget, Dr. Robert Blake is located in Colorado. He is one of the top applied kinesiologists out there. So,
say the name again?
Robert Blake, B-L-A-I-C-H, and he also wrote a book entitled Your Inner Pharmacy. He is a great individual and an even greater doctor. So if you're in Colorado, that's the man to see. Now, in terms of the detoxing through the feet, the book isn't out on that in terms of, like, studies. I do happen to use a machine made by Erconia called the EBR, and basically my patients stick their feet in water, and this machine basically sucks the toxins right out through the feet. I've seen varying effects. Some people have reported it's great. Some people reported, eh. You know, while I'm being totally honest here. The foot pads, I have not heard great, great things. Once again, as I said before, the best therapy won't work on everyone. The worst therapy will work on at least one person. All I can tell you is the book is not out. I cannot give it a wholehearted stamp of approval. The machine I use in my office has had some amazing effects on certain people.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, that's good to know. I would think that all of these things are related because, as you were saying, you know, it's a complete system. It's the body. It's what it's working on and what's interfering with the absorption of nutrition and et cetera. So,
now, if you're detoxing like a heavy metal type detox, I highly recommend a product called Metal Free. I believe the website is www.metalfree.com. I have no affiliation with them. I do not sell them. I do not benefit at all by telling you about this, other than I get to know that I'm helping someone. Metalfree.com, Metalfree, in my opinion, is one of the best heavy metal detox products out there. It also happens to be very expensive, but you know what? You want something that works.
Absolutely.
Right.
Well, Cindy,
thank
you
so
much for calling in. And check out Dr. Blake in Boulder, Colorado. Also, you know, Dr. Matt is in New York, but he also can practice in Los Angeles. So if you feel – or listen, I mean, you could even do a private practice, right, Dr. Matt? If someone feels inclined to fly you out to wherever they are, I'm sure you'll go, no?
Well, it depends on the licensing laws there. I don't know how it is in other countries. But, yes, Los Angeles, California, as well as New York, I can definitely practice.
And you know what, Cindy? My suggestion to you is just fly to New York and come to his office. I'll go with you.
Well, you know what? That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that, you know, the best of all worlds. I get to see
now,
Matt,
Cindy. I mean, Cindy, I know Dr. Matt. Cindy, I actually know. She's a good friend of mine. I've had her on the show a couple times. But Cindy, you know, I mean, you know, I go through a lot of bullshit people and, like, you know, figure things out. This experience that I have with Dr. Matt, it's not like anything else before. Not that I was referring to anyone, you know, on the show tonight as bullshit. But I've been through a lot of things. I've seen a lot of people, you know, and I've read a lot of books. This was an experience by far. I mean, a testimonial that I could give wouldn't be enough. The only thing I could say is the best way for anyone to experience what I've experienced is to go directly to his office, make an appointment with him. If you're in New York tomorrow, come to the Cultural Center on 410 Columbus Avenue. Learn this workshop. Learn this amazing technique that he's come up with. So, Cindy, book your ticket to New York. Get your butt over here. Get into his office, and then I'll have you on again, and we'll make another testimonial. How does that sound?
Perfect. Well, I know that you've got to be fabulous. Fabulous if Max is, you know, if Max is really so high on your therapy, because Max and we both research a lot. I've done every kind of therapy there is holistically, and so for Max to get this excited makes me really excited. So
yeah.
I will be seeing you sooner than later. Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Cindy, for being on the air on To The Max tonight, and I'll talk to you very soon. You have a good night, all right?
Ciao, bello. Ciao.
Ciao, amore. Ci vediamo. So, yeah. So, Dr. Matt, let's talk about how you're coming up. You have a patent pending right now with your new technique, which is the emotional technique. So why don't we tell people
about
that?
You know, it's funny. We're still playing with the name, and I'm actually adding things to it because I even added a whole new step 2 weeks ago. I kind of just take books and sponge information and apply the information, and the results just have been absolutely amazing. I mean, I'm my own greatest guinea pig. I had an extremely traumatic month of March this year, and I was kind of despondent. And I came up with this. I basically needed something, and I came up with this technique, and it helped me a great deal. And now I use it to help others a great deal. And just to give you a couple of perfect examples. You ever have one of those mornings where you wake up and you're just like you're just in a bad mood? You roll out of bed and you're just rolled out the wrong side of the bed. You ever get one of those?
Sure do. Absolutely,
I'm
sure.
I don't have those that often, but I had one of those last week where you get up and you're just kind of like not liking anything. You're not liking anyone, and you don't know why you're in that mood. And I was in the gym and I saw my friend and I'm like, dude, you gotta come upstairs. You gotta tap me. You gotta tap me. And because she's also my patient, she knew exactly what I was talking about. So I showed her exactly where the top of my head was, where I thought a certain thought and I felt a certain emotion. And then I had her kind of flick my ankle, so to speak. And then I had her tap her a couple spots on my spine. And within about 2 minutes, I had all the bad vibes out of me. I was loving life. And as another hour or two passed, and I felt even, I don't want to say higher, just happier. I felt more vibrant. I felt more alive. And
so would you say it's mind over matter?
No, because I was kind of, like, with me, I kind of gauge everything because I don't just think, okay, I tap myself and now I'm going to feel better, so I want to see what it does.
Right.
So I'm basically my own greatest critic. And now I had a patient the other day who I was going through her billing, and it turned out that she owed me quite a large amount of money. Mm-hmm. And she's not the easiest patient in the world to work with. So I was kind of, I was a little on the scared side, a little afraid to go over her billing. But I had her in the office, and she came in, and she was very angry. And we're going through all the emotional stuff. We came up with anger. So I was like, oh, great. Like, I just can't wait to tell her about how much she is. And, you know, we did the whole emotional technique, and all of a sudden, you know, that anger turned into a smile, and she was happy. And I said, hey, you know, now's the bad part. You never paid me for X, Y, and Z, and she said, great, you know, check your credit card.
You see? So well, if you ever run into that problem, I have a great amazing collection agency for you if you ever come into another problem with that. But so listen, I want you to tell people briefly, because Tony says, come prepared tomorrow night, Monday, for a night of clarity, revelation, and fun. You could also check out Tony, TonyLeroy.com for tomorrow night's what are we going to call it? What is tomorrow? It's a workshop, exactly.
It is so, actually it's called the meditation group. Tony Leroy is
He is so, I can't say enough about him. He's so brilliant and so great at what he does. And he is so humble that he does not like to attach his name to anything. If that's
well,
when I was, when I was trying to promote the workshop, he did not want me promoting it as Tony Leroy's workshop or Tony and Dr. Matt's workshop. He is so humble, yet great, extremely great at what he does. I've seen him 5 times one-on-one over the past 2 years. He has helped me tremendously. He's like an angel on my shoulder. And let me tell you a little something about this workshop. I've been to this workshop myself about June, July, August. I've been to it 3 times. And just what people get out of it, first of all, everyone comes to me the day after saying, you know, I can't believe how great I feel. Now, in this workshop, you have Tony and you have my emotional technique, so it's going to be like 1 + 1 = 1,000.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the only thing I could tell everyone is tomorrow night from 7:30 to 9:30, be there for this amazing evening that we're going to have. Can you just tell me real quick, Dr. Matt, what was that metal supplement that you mentioned to our caller, Cindy?
Metal-free, M-E-T-A-L, metal. Mm-hmm. Free, F-R-E-E.
All right. I'm going to post it on MaxTucci.com, everyone. So if you're looking for that information, you can find it at MaxTucci.com. Dr. Matt, I'm going to have to say goodnight because this show is just running on and I've got like a million things to talk about. But real quick off the bat, I've got to get you in touch with my literary agent because I think definitely you should have your own book because there is so much that you have to offer to people and to try to put it into like even a 20-minute interview is so tough because you've got to really – the best thing that you did with myself is say, Max, you've got to come in and experience it because it's so hard to explain. But I think people are getting it because we're getting a lot of callers. And sorry we can't answer all your calls. But definitely, Dr. Matt, drop your address one more time and your phone number so that people can call you. And because these shows go into archives, so if your information is here, it's great. So what is your address and your phone number at your office?
I try to make myself really accessible to patients or just people who want information. And for that reason, I ask people to email mkeschner, M-K-E-S-C-H-N-E-R, at rtn.com. My patients actually email in their appointment requests, and they get
Perfect.
Them answered quickly. If you do need to call, it's 212-683-4740. Once again, that's 212-683-4740. But once again, email is always preferred. And the address is 71 Park Avenue, and that is between 38th Street and 39th Street in New York City, located a couple blocks away from Grand Central Station.
Perfect. Well, Dr. Matt, thank you so much. I know I'm going to have you on the show again because I'm getting emails, I'm getting text messages on my cell phone. People are like, we're trying to call in, we can't get in. I'm getting instant messages on Facebook that people are trying to call in to get to. So definitely, if you're on Facebook, everyone, you see Dr. Matt on my page, is it all right if they ask you to join their group?
Oh, perfect, perfect.
All right.
I know it's marathon training season, and it's almost about time for flu prevention season. So, feel free to ask me whatever you need.
Very cool. And go visit him in New York, everyone, for a life-changing experience. Dr. Matt, I'm definitely going to have you back on To The Max in the future. So have a great night. I'm definitely going to see you tomorrow, bringing a group of people, and we're all looking to have a good time tomorrow. So thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Max. I appreciate
Absolutely.
It. I loved it.
And my listeners are really drawn to you, so I'm getting emails, like I said, all these different things, so I'll definitely have you back again. Everyone, I'm going to have Dr. Matt back on again in the future. We'll actually do an hour show with you so that people can call in and we don't have to kind of rush it, but we just wanted to promote tomorrow, and then in the future we'll have Dr. Matt on again, so all of you listeners out there can call him and ask him questions and book appointments to see him. So Dr. Matt, have a wonderful evening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Great. Thanks, CMR. Take care, Matt.
Cool. Talk to you later. All right, everyone. So that was Dr. Matt. Thank you all for calling in. If you do feel inclined to call in, the number is 323-203-0815. Sorry if I'm rushing you guys off the line, but it's just I've got such a short amount of time here at To The Max. So speaking of, let's see, LQStyles.com. That's my next guest, Q. Sam, if we can get Q on the line. Q is the stylist to the stars. She has styled so many people. She's so incredibly remarkable. Amazing girl. She's got a new boutique, I think, that she's going to be opening up. So I'm very proud of her for that. We're going to get her on the line because, as you all know, that it was Fashion Week here in New York. And Q was at the shows. I went to some of them, too. But I want to hear her take on who some of the top designers are and what she's looking out for and what this season's going to bring. So everyone, check out LQStylesWithAnS.com. My next guest is going to be Q here on To The Max. Q, you're live on To The Max. Welcome.
Hi, Max. How are you?
I'm great. First, happy birthday to you. I hope you have a blessed and inspired year.
Thank you so much.
It was your birthday a couple of days ago.
It was. It was so good to be home in New York City for my birthday and Fashion Week. And
all together, right?
All of that together.
And now your birthday date is when exactly?
It's actually on September 11th.
Yeah, I know. But, I was just saying, we're going to talk about fashion. So I was just saying about when is it that we let things go and, like, put things to rest? And I think that New Yorkers are kind of, like, coming grips in terms to September 11th and kind of going out with their lives. Did you feel that, too?
I feel that way, but I think that we're also not forgetting, which is
right,
really
of course.
Important. You know, but I do think that we are trying to get back to a sense of normalcy. It has been 7 years, but there's still, you know, some hesitation and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Now, speaking of hesitation, were you hesitant about any shows this year at New York's Fashion Week for Spring 2009?
You know, the funny thing is that, like, you know, the spring shows are sometimes not as overly colorful as, like, the fall shows are.
I found them pretty boring.
Yeah, you know, it's, like, lighter layers. And I think they get that bad rep all the time.
It was a little bit boring. Who was your favorite designer?
I went to a couple of shows. I enjoyed the Betsy Johnson show.
Yeah, she's a lot
of fun. It's always kind of colorful and more theatrical than anything, you know, than other shows are. Sometimes you're like, wow, like, you know, you really have to be that girl who's very confident to decide, oh, I want to wear that,
And do cartwheels down the runway.
And do cartwheels down the runway, you know, right? Like the infamous Betsy Johnson, you know.
Absolutely. Now, so
that show is always fun.
She's a lot of fun. You know what show I find a lot of fun, too? Heather Rett shows are always great. Because they're not so serious about fashion, you know what I mean? They just they enjoy the business that they're in, you know what I mean?
And it also comes off more as like artwork, I find, you know, than some of the others where it's a skirt and a blouse and a dress and, you know, maybe it's a different shape or something like that. But to me, sometimes it comes off a lot more theatrical and it kind of plays with fashion. And you really have to be confident in who you are to wear something that is more avant-garde. And that's why I enjoy shows like that. But then
what's your favorite color? Tell me your favorite color real quick for spring. What's your favorite color for spring going to be?
After
some shows. White, yeah. White is always beautiful. And what fabric do you like?
It's clean. It pops. It's sharp. It's very confident. Mm-hmm. You know, there was a lot of blush colors, too. Blush pink.
Rosés, yeah.
Yes, there's a lot of rosé. It was beautiful. Totally beautiful. But it has a softness to it, which is, I guess that's what you think of spring, too. It has, like, a softness. It's pretty. It's feminine, you know?
It sure is. Now, listen, all of my listeners aren't so hip to fashion, and they're not really thinking about spring 2009 just yet. So what I want to ask you is, what's going on fall trends? What is your hot fall trend right now that you're going to tell people?
We're still in the jewel tone, and we're still work with three-quarter sleeves on the jacket, and there's like a lot of the technical name would be called a bishop sleeve, and you saw a lot of that in the spring term as well, where it's a three-quarter sleeve and then it's full, kind of billowy, where it cuffs on your arm. You know, that's what's called a bishop sleeve. A lot of dolman sleeves, the fullness where it's like a triangle under your arm. There's a lot of that. And then there's a lot of purples and magenta and blue. Still in that jewel tone family, I think that's really hot for fall.
You know, I just came back from Italy, and the fall colors there were yellow, purple, and red. And I don't know if it caught on here in the States yet, but in Italy, that was the hottest. Everything for this fall there was purple, yellow, and red.
And rich.
Do you agree with that or not?
I do agree with that. I agree with the purples and the reds. I do see some yellows, of course, but really rich. I think, too, what I love, like, when you go to Italy and stuff and how, like, Europe does kind of set a trend as well in terms of the richness and the intensity of the color in the fabrics. We have
absolutely
more of a color restriction here in terms of, like, how much you can dye a fabric.
And speaking of Italy, you know, Fashion Week starts there very soon, the 20th to the 27th of September. But before that, we have London Fashion Week, which started today until the 19th. Yep. Everyone, check out londonfashionweek.co.uk for more information. If you're in London, I have listeners there. You want to go to Fashion Week? I know it seems tough to get tickets, but there's always standing room. I think that's the biggest hint of Fashion Week. If you want to go to the shows and you get past security at Bryant Park Tent, go to standing room, right?
You always go to standing room. And then, you know what, quite honestly, sometimes, like, the shows don't always fill up. And then people that are standing sometimes get seats.
They sure do. Now, listen, I've got to tell you, did you feel, I mean, this Fashion Week, they tried to get involved with voting November 4th, everyone don't forget, and, like, fashion votes and this and that. But didn't you feel it was a little bit almost sad? Like, I don't feel the designers in New York are putting money into Fashion Week anymore. Did you feel that, or was it something that I just felt?
Yeah, you know what? I think it's really expensive, though, to show at Bryant Park. So I actually felt that there were, like, a lot of good shows off-site, you know,
yeah,
at smaller venues.
There were
venues,
a lot of. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But do you remember how Fashion Week used to be so crazy at Bryant Park? Do you remember how insane it used to be?
I agree.
Was it just because I feel like it's not? Yeah. I don't know. I'm feeling like it's just getting a little bit sad. But let's not talk about sad anymore. Let's talk about your birthday. And I hear you got yourself a fantastic birthday gift.
I know. Just confirmed on acquiring a costume house here in Los Angeles. That has been the baby, if you will, and project of this woman named Beverly Bishop, who is an amazing costume designer and theatrical teacher to students, and she custom made a lot of costumes and so forth. I just bought today, like, sealed the deal, over 10,000 costumes. My own costume shop as a costume designer and a stylist in Los Angeles and New York. And we'll be able to, you know, now bring even more value to the table when I'm working on different movie sets or commercial sets or private parties or Halloween, you know, you name it. We're going to outfit it all.
And where's your store?
It's 1380 North Lake Avenue. It's technically in Pasadena, California. The new name will be, which was the original name, it's called Star Makers. So Star Makers, Inc.
Now, do you have a website yet?
We don't have a website yet, but we will.
Everyone, check out Q's. Her website is lqstyles.com. You can contact her directly for there if you want more information about her fantastic new costume store. Now, you know, my good friend Eva LaRue, who's on CSI Miami, her movie, she just did a movie called Lakeview Terrace with who is in it? Oh, my God, there's so many people in this movie. You have Samuel L. Jackson, Patrick Wilson, Kerry Washington, all these great people. She's in it. The premiere is this weekend, so I want to say congratulations to Eva LaRue since we're talking about theater and stuff. She lives not far from you. So I'm definitely, when I'm out in L.A., Eva and I are going to come to your store because costumes are a lot of fun. So everyone, real quick, if you want to check out Eva's new movie, it's called Lakeview Terrace. Check your listings and your local movie theaters for more information. Check out MaxLuigi.com also. But Q, so you got yourself a costume shop.
Can you believe it? So now I could play dress up every single day.
I think you play dress up every single day without your costume shop.
<That's>
now you just have more. How many costumes do you have?
We have about 7,000. Can you believe it? I mean, it's incredible. And I have, like, you name it. We have the 70s. We have 20s. We have vintage. We have medieval. We have Western. We have, you know, Marie Antoinette, animal costumes. You know, you name it. It's there, you know. King Henry VIII, like, it's, you name it. And very ornate. The thing about Miss Beverly as a costume designer, about 80% of the costumes in the shop, she made them. And if she didn't make them, she embellished them even more with other fabrics.
That's what I do. You know, everyone,
trim.
Halloween is coming up. You can go buy yourself one of those cheap costumes and use it as a base and embellish it. Because that's what I do with my Halloween costumes. And we have a lot of fun for Halloween.
And if you're in L.A., you come to Star Makers, Inc. at 1380 North Lake Avenue.
Now, are you going to be renting them?
Sorry, yes. It's a rental. And we have some for purchase. We have some costumes that are for purchase, definitely. Wigs, masks, mustaches, you know, shoes.
You're the one-stop shop. Well, I think you're going to have to brand that, so we're going to get you involved. I think they're called Sweepy Brands. They're doing the Rachel Zoe right now brand. We should get you over to them. We should brand you, because I think you need a store in New York, because New York is definitely lacking costume shops, to tell you the truth.
Oh, I think the all-year-round ones, like really good ones, like really back to the basics, like really beautiful, embellished costumes, sure, with the craft.
We have one. We have one here. We have one in Connecticut, actually, called Sophia's Great Dames, and she makes a fortune renting costumes, because there are costume parties throughout the year here, you know, especially with, like, Save Venice. Yeah, Save Venice is major. We have a great event with Save Venice, so we're going to need your costumes, so you might have to pack them up and ship some out east. Or next time you come back, I'll let you know what I need for the
sentence.
Well. But so listen,
FedEx goes everywhere.
It sure does. FedEx, UPS, you name it, they'll send it. But you know what? I just bought a pair of driving gloves. Should I wear them or should I not wear them? They're beautiful. They're a cognac leather, calf leather, beautiful.
Ooh.
Yes or no for the fall for men?
You know what? Yes, because you know what else? You can if it's. It's still a little warm there. I just left New York City.
Yeah.
It's okay to do a winter white. Can you think like how chic that would be? You got your winter white jacket on and you have your driving gloves on. Like,
well, I got to tell you really something. You know what? You just hit the nail on the head, because I have this winter white cable knit Ralph Lauren cashmere sweater. And on the on the sleeves and the patches, it's got the cognac, you know, leather patch on the elbow. Yeah. And I wore that with my driving gloves the other day, and I got to tell you, it looked fly. I had my Berry-Kissis thing cord, my big crocodile belt buckle. It looked fly, Q.
You were high. Did you take pictures?
You know what? I didn't even take a picture because I didn't want anyone to duplicate the style just yet. I want to wear it again.
Keep it special. I love it.
Yeah, keep it special.
Yeah, no, that totally you should wear. You totally should rock it. Sounds like you've already done it and done a great job at it.
Well, you know, you gotta try, right?
Yeah.
And I think bottom line is, I mean, would you agree or not? Basically, you gotta feel comfortable. Don't try to keep up with the Joneses with style. You gotta feel comfortable in what you're in, no?
Yeah, no question. I mean, and that's what makes great style. That's what makes someone really have beautiful, classic, you know, style, where they're not overly trendy or not trying to compete with someone else. You know, and if your thing is to, like, you rock the 70s now in 2008, you rock the 70s.
That's right.
How you get
down,
you know what
I
mean?
Absolutely.
And
listen.
You wear it with shoulders back and your head held high.
And do your thing.
Wow, that's
and a smile. A smile on your face, right?
A smile on your face. You know,
always.
Warms the heart. Yes.
Listen, if anyone wants to call in real quick and talk to Q, we have a couple minutes left. You could reach us at 323-203-0815 if you have any fashion questions, tips that you need to be answered, or if you have any suggestions that you think we should know and you want to call in. I'm going to open up the lines for just about 2 minutes at 323-203-0815. You know what, Q, I wanted to tell you? You know John Galliano does this room fragrance for Diptyque. You know the candles, Diptyque candles?
Yes.
So he does a room fragrance now, and I've been wearing it as a cologne because it's kind of like, it's like church, you know, it's got like frankincense and myrrh. So I'm telling people, you know what, it costs, you know, people want to know price, people. It costs less than perfume, and it is, it's the room spray, and you could wear room sprays, and they last longer. Did you know they last longer than the regular perfumes? That's my little fashion tip of the week. Buy room sprays because they last longer. And they're less expensive.
I love it. That's so funny because I always wear men's cologne because it lasts longer than women's. I always
find. Like Jo Malone, I love her products. And I have a cologne or whatever you want to call it, an essence of Jo Malone. And then they make the essence now in a room spray. And I'm like, I'm wearing that. And it lasts longer.
Now, do you apply it to your clothing or to your skin?
To both.
Okay.
And people are like, you shouldn't put this on your skin. I'm like, y'all, you're drinking soda right now and having a cigarette. And you're, when I put it on my skin. So it goes back to the thing, if you can't eat it, you shouldn't put it on your face kind of a deal. My grandma always used to say it. She's like, put oatmeal on your face because you can eat it. I'm like, okay, grandma, you know, what can you do? But so any big jobs you have coming up next?
I can't say. I have something in the works. It's
I know you
project.
Do.
Project, you'll be the first to know.
Oh. Are you dressing anyone
in New York
for
City,
the?
So I'll be closer.
Cool. We got the Emmys. Are
the
you
Emmys
dressing
are coming
for the
up.
Emmys?
I'm not doing anything for the Emmys this year.
Okay.
Which is fine, actually, which is kind of good.
Everyone, the Emmys are the 21st. You know what? If you're in L.A., I might go to the Emmys. I usually go every year, but I just want a break from them. They're a little bit, you know, they're what they are. But if I end up going, maybe I'll have you style me. I'm not sure if I'm not, but I'll definitely call you. Now, so you're going to be doing a movie here in New York. Everyone, it's a big hush. When we get closer to what it is, Q's going to come back onto the Max, and you're all going to find out what it is. Is that a deal?
It's true.
All right. So listen, before I let you go, because I had a caller, but then I lost a caller, and it's just like, it's crazy tonight with callers. But I'm glad you're all calling in. Thank you, Q, so much for coming on the air. But before I let you go, what is one fashion look right now that everyone should be rocking?
One fashion look right now that everyone should be rocking. For women, ankle boots. Ankle boots are hot.
And for men?
Back. And for men, you know, we're still in this very, like, dapper stage where the men are wearing tailored suits or tailored jackets. But, and if you're just doing a, you know, tailored, it doesn't have to be, like, matching. It could be, like, a little bit off and avant-garde, even with the navy with black.
Very etro, like etro, right?
Very etro, and burgundy for men is hot for fall.
I was just going to say, what are your colors for women and your colors for men?
Colors for men are burgundy. Burgundy shirts everywhere. It'd be really fashion forward, really chic. Burgundies with browns and with blue, navy blue.
Okay.
And for women, there's a lot, again, purple, magenta, red, and blues are popular.
All right. Well, listen, Q, congratulations on your new costume boutique. Everyone, you can always check out MaxTucci.com. I'm sorry that I haven't posted stuff. We're working on my website. Q, you got a beautiful website, by the way.
Thank you.
So check out LQStyles with an S at the end .com. You can check out all the things, projects that she's worked on, her clients. You can check out what she's doing, and I'm sure there's going to be a link to your new costume shop. So congratulations.
Definitely.
Happy birthday. And when I come out there, I'm going to bring Eva LaRue to your shop because she loves a good – she has a Halloween party, so I'm going to get you invited to her Halloween party because she's all about Halloween, and it's not far from the store. So
outfit her party. Fabulous.
We could, right? It'll be a lot of fun, and she's a cool girl. Yes. And, you know, CSI Miami, who knows? We'll get your costumes on the show. I'll tell the costume department there that you have your new shop.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
All right.
Because
they're the coolest people. I got news for you. The CSI Miami like crew are the nicest people. Hair, makeup, wardrobe, they're the – I became such good friends with them every time we go on set. They're, like, my favorite people. I miss them all so much. I haven't been in L.A. in a while, so – I got to get out there. That's the bottom line.
Come on, yeah. Well, it's going to start to get cold soon in New York, and it'll be time for you to come on out.
I'm ready. And when I do, I'm going to hit you up, and we're going to go out. We'll have a good time. I'll have you come to our studio. You know, we have a studio in L.A., so for L.A. Talk Radio. So I'll have you come into the studio instead of being on the phone. How does that sound?
That sounds perfect.
We'll make it official. Send him over the phone. Okay. Q, thanks so much for coming on the air. New York Fashion Week, everyone. It was what it was. If you loved it, you loved it. If you didn't, you didn't. But London's coming up, Milan is coming up, so as you know, you can always call us at 323-203-0815. Tell us what you think, and then we'll either agree or disagree. That's what To The Max is all about. So we just took Fashion To The Max. Thank you so much, Q. Have a lovely evening. Be inspired, encouraged, and stay focused with your new shop.
Thank you, I will.
All right.
I'll talk to you soon.
I'll talk to you soon. Be well, Q.
All right.
Happy birthday again. Good night.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. How cool is owning your own costume shop? That's what I want to own one day, my own costume shop. That's a lot of fun. Q's an awesome girl. America's Next Top Model. You know, they find the best people, I got to tell you. Tyra Banks over there. Check out her show, too, the Tyra Banks Show. She's an awesome girl. And Q, you know, worked on that show, and you can see her website. Amazing girl. But I got to say hi to Danielle Rossi. She shares my birthday, which is Valentine's Day. We met today at the polo match. She works at Graf in their public relations department. Happy birthday in advance to you. I know it's in February, but we share the same birthday, so we're, like, connected at birth, literally, so to say. And we're like, it sucks because we get Happy Valentine's Day and birthday cards at the same time. But enough of that. I just want to say hi to her. And to my old neighbor, Vicky Lunt, I haven't seen you in forever. It was so fantastic seeing you today at the polo match. The Churchill Center was the event for Winston Churchill. Amazing event at polo match today. Allie Kelly, you turned it up, turned it out, upside down, inside out. Thank you for an amazing afternoon at Greenwich Polo Match. It was the last match, but the season, you know, it's everything got to come to an end, including my show, even though I'm sorry to say that it's almost midnight and I've got to get out of here because I've got to get to bed, actually. I've got to be on my horse first thing in the morning tomorrow. So, like I tell everyone, but before I tell them what I want to tell them, I want to tell you, be inspired, be encouraged, and stay focused. Have a wonderful week. And as always, I promise you guys, this show was a lot of fun. Check out raffles.com, their resort down in Kanawan, one of my favorite places. Vicky, I want her to go, and we're going to have her on the show, and we'll talk about it. It's a great place. But everyone, enjoy your week. Take a little bit. This is going to sound so stupid because I'm just to take a little time to enjoy the view. I'm not ABC and I'm not Whoopi Goldberg. But anyway, everyone, have an awesome week. Enjoy the rest of your night. Always stay tuned to LATalkRadio.com. If you missed any part of this show, it's going to be an archive, so you can catch it at any time you want. Click it on your iPhone. Stream me live. I want to be playing in your cars next time we talk. Call me from in your car, but pull over first. Everyone, have a good night. Be awesome, treat yourself right, and take a little time to enjoy the view. And remember, take life to the max. Sam, can we wrap it up?
You're listening to The Max.
To The Max.
Only on LA Talk Radio.